This is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a new episode of the podcast where I give you matchup breakdowns on teams, players, as well as in-depth previews for every NFL matchup that week, excluding Thursday Night Football. On Monday, you're going to be getting player and team analysis from what happened over the weekend for that weekend's games, our question and answer day where you guys can send me questions and I'll answer them for you is going to be moved to Wednesday. And again, all questions can go directly to stevethescout81@gmail.com. As well as each Wednesday, I'll be giving you a scouting report on a college player for next year's NFL draft. And every Friday is going to be an in-depth preview of that weekend's games. I appreciate you guys. Follow me for more news on stevethescout.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter for news at stevethescout81.
Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 5th. So you know what that means? It means that we are one day away from the start of a new NFL season. Tomorrow on Thursday Night Football, you're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles lock horns with the Atlanta Falcons. Excited for that. As you guys heard, the schedule for the show is becoming a little bit different in terms of the content that's going to be available. Today's Wednesday, but on Friday, I'm going to be giving you my first preview of all the matchups for this weekend's games, excluding the game on Thursday, because it'll be Friday at that point. I'm going to give you a matchup for every single game and break those down for you. On Monday, I'm going to be going over what happened over the weekend and breaking down the action from that weekend's game. So as promised today, I mentioned that I'm going to be giving you a podcast where I talk about what I believe is the new premium position in the NFL. The NFL, it's no secret, is a passing league. And because it's a passing league, that defines what positions teams care about the most in today's NFL. So if you were to ask me, what are the five premium positions in the NFL? They're all based around enhancing or stopping the pass game. Number one, you got to have a franchise quarterback. Look, I get Nick Foles won the Super Bowl last year, but he won the Super Bowl playing at a franchise quarterback level. That may not be consistently what he's going to give you, but that is the output that you got when the Eagles won. So there. Second, you've always needed a franchise left tackle to protect the blind side of your quarterback, but you need it now more than ever. The amount of elite pass rushers on the left side of the football and how good they've become is insane. Khalil Mack and Von Miller are just a few of the names, but there are a lot more guys outside of that can do major damage that are really franchise players at that edge rusher position, especially playing on the left side. Third, because it is a passing league, it is absolutely critical. You need to have a number one wide receiver that can play on the outside. And then, of course, fourth, you got to have an edge rusher. If you want to stop the passing game, you can't do it without a great edge rusher. Every team needs to have one. And fifth, you got to have a shutdown cornerback. Someone that can follow your number one wide receiver throughout the game. Look, it's quarterback, left tackle, number one wideout, edge rusher, and shutdown cornerback, because the NFL is a passing game. And the talk about the NFL being a passing game, it's always talked about a lot, but I'm going to break down in a second what it really means. And also, talking about shutdown corner, it is a phrase that is used way too loosely because, to be honest, the last shutdown corner that I've watched was Darrell Revis. Patrick Peterson is great. He's a Hall of Famer. But look, he's been beaten on more plays than his fans, you know, would like to admit. But look, he has one of the toughest jobs of any player in the NFL. I believe it's one of the second or first hardest position to play on any team. But there really hasn't been a guy consistently doing it since Darrell Revis in his prime, that no matter who it was, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Darrell Revis was going to own you that day. He was incredible and one of the best players ever at the cornerback position. So what does it really mean? What does it really mean that the NFL has turned into a passing league? Obviously, we know it means that passing the ball is more important, but I'll give you a little history lesson. If you go back to 2003, it was the worst year for QBs in about 12 years. It was about 8 years before this that, you know, the NFL, in terms of their rule of the 5-yard illegal contact between DBs and wide receivers, the wording of the rule in the rule book at that time became so lax in its wording, so much so that it was probably the single reason why the Indianapolis Colts lost the AFC Championship game to Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots in 2003. The officiating crew admitted that they missed a ton of calls in that game, and Colts Hall of Fame GM Bill Polian was very unhappy and made a stink about it. And rightfully so. The Colts wide receivers got mugged in that game, and Polian's complaints were definitely valid. The officials admitted they blew a good 8 to 10 pass interference calls in that one game. That's crazy. That is really when things started to change. And if you look at quarterback stats, not too long after that, that's when they started to really skyrocket. Also, quarterbacks are coming into the NFL way more NFL ready than what they used to be. They're playing a lot more in high school and college with 3 and 4 receiver sets, going through their progression. And they're doing a lot more pre-play than they were before. It used to be that in high school and college, for the most part, their main responsibility pre-play was determining, is this a pass play or a run play? And there's obviously a lot more that goes into it right now. You're also seeing defenses play a lot more nickel and dime packages than they ever have, so you have more defensive backs on the field at the same time now than ever before. This also means that the offense has all the advantages right now in terms of penalties in the game ever since that AFC Championship game happened. It is very, very hard on the defense because all the rules favor the wide receivers. And again, you know, the offenses with 3 and 4 receiver sets, they're a lot more prevalent now in high school and college. Quarterbacks are going through their progressions. They're doing more pre-play. And again, that is part of the reason that they're more NFL ready. Thus, that is why you're seeing way more good and quality defensive backs in high school and in college now than what you saw 10 to 15 years ago. That is a fact. Today, it's focused on reading the entire, you know, today what quarterbacks have to do is they have to focus on reading the entire defense, picking up blitzes and trying to exploit DBs and linebackers and find open pockets of space in the passing game. And again, back in the day, I mean, it was simple. Is it a run or is it a pass? And again, that's why the transition has been not easy, but it's been easier. Also, if you look at the athleticism today of wide receivers and tight ends, it's become ridiculous. You're defending genetic freaks at tight end and wide receiver, and if that's not bad enough, today's slot receivers have an insane amount of short area quickness, generally not seen in the NFL back in the day. And I'll tell you that the term slot receiver is becoming very outdated because today, Julio Jones lines up in the slot, and so do a lot of other number one wide receivers. So I mentioned the 5 premier positions. What is the 6th one? The 6th one, meaning on top of quarterback, left tackle, number one wideout, edge rusher, and shutdown corner, The sixth premium position now is the slot cornerback. Because, and I'll tell you why. Look, as I mentioned, wideouts like Julio Jones, they're lining up inside way more often than they ever did before. Again, the slot receiver position is becoming outdated because you're getting these number one receivers lining up in the slot. It used to be a position where you were pretty much always covering the third best, less athletic wide receiver. Not anymore. Previously, a slot cornerback was oftentimes just a safety that was subbing in on certain packages. Today, the slot cornerback, because they do still have those safety responsibilities, a true slot cornerback who's versatile is going to help you in the run game, but can also lock down your number one wide receiver, and teams are willing to pay for that. A perfect example of that is before he went to the Houston Texans, Tyrann Mathieu got a fat contract from the Cardinals for being able to do those exact things. A guy that can line up in the slot, could even line up outside if you wanted him to, and can be a hard-hitting, run-stuffing safety as well. That is what teams truly want today out of a slot cornerback. The slot cornerbacks today, they need to be run stuffers, lockdown corners, but they have to have among the best footwork, hips, short area quickness, and change of direction speed, maybe on the entire team. Not to mention, they have more responsibilities than your typical number one shutdown corner, so they actually have to be better, I believe, at pre-play recognition. And to be honest, if you don't have a premier slot cornerback on your team, wide receivers are going to kill you on underneath and crossing routes. In 2017, NFL offenses had at least a 3 wide receiver set 63% of the time. That's why nickel and dime defenses are such a critical part of defensive formations and packages now. There's quick passing, there's play action, there's run pass options, there's inside vertical throws, and defenders who play inside the numbers, look, that's where the ball is going, and that's where it should go, because, look, there's no reason not to throw a ton of underneath and crossing routes, because they're safe to throw, and you can still move the chains in that, the chains by doing so, and a great example of that is the way Tom Brady. Look at how he has utilized his slot receivers. So again, it's for those reasons that the slot cornerback has to oftentimes cover the number one wide receiver, has to have all those things, the best change of direction speed on the entire team, has to have incredible pre-play recognition, more so than a corner that's playing on the outside, and they have to help you with run support as well. That is a huge responsibility. The slot cornerback position has changed so much, and those are the reasons why it is the new premium position in today's NFL. So I kept that short and sweet for you today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Join me back on Friday when I give you the league preview show, or the preview of all the matchups for that week. If you guys want more information outside of the podcast, you can follow me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81. I appreciate you guys. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Talk to you on Friday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.